This week in my family, we had a birthday. It was the birthday of a second grader. And if you know second graders, you know that that's a major thing. It's a big deal to have a birthday. And I have known many second graders. This is now my third who has entered second grade. I have never seen any child with such anticipation for her birthday. She started a countdown more than a month away. She used internet technology, as we have one of those little Echo dots. Echo, how many days until December 13th? And Echo would tell her. So we had a count for a week. Every day as I was waking her up, most days the first thing I heard was, 6 more days till my birthday. 4 more days till my birthday. And we tried to make sure that all that she was anticipating happened. We made cupcakes that were rejected by the school because they were homemade. We didn't know that rule. So then we bought cupcakes and made sure that they were there so there could be a classroom celebration. And it was a great celebration. But for a second grader, you got to think about this. She's turning 8. She turned 8. In her lifetime, I guarantee she doesn't remember birthday 1, 2, or 3. Probably, I don't know if she remembers birthday 4. But at maximum, there's only been 4 birthdays in her entire life that she can remember. When you turn 8, it's a major life event. For some of you, if you were to count the birthdays, use your fingers, use your toes, borrow the fingers and toes of people next to you, you still don't have enough to count the number of birthdays you've had. It happens every single year. And it can buy... It's still a good thing. I hope you still look forward to your birthday. I still hope it's a good event. But it doesn't have that same kind of wonder and joy. It kind of comes somewhat as routine. It's so familiar. It's just another birthday. When we come to the text that we read, the portions of Scripture that are often quoted at this time of year, so many of them are familiar. And of them, there is none that is no more quoted than Luke chapter 2. This is the passage that many of you can hear in King James because you've heard it growing up. Maybe the families would read it on Christmas Day, or maybe you hear it in the voice of Linus from the Charlie Brown special. This is the passage, Luke chapter 2. But we have to be careful that we don't lose a sense of wonder and joy because of familiarity.